Priestley with Martin Bester.
On the line, we've had him on the show before, Vusi Tembekwayo. Vusi, good morning. Are you there?
I'm here, brother. How are you doing?
I'm all right, eh? I was saying just now, I hope you're still mad. I hope you're still angry, Vusi.
I got to tell you, the past 48 hours have made me even angrier because my phone line, my social media has been blowing up with people actually now beginning to share stories with me of what's happening in their lives. And guys, there's absolute carnage out there. There's blood in the streets.
You know what? I was watching your video. It's not just about, look, this pandemic threw everybody off sides. No one knew what to do. It was a new thing. But I can tell you this, if you were kind of prepared for that amount of lockdown, it would have been better. But we were way off. We were definitely not prepared.
I think that's exactly the point, right? And let me tell everybody listening what I think the politician's game plan was. The politician's game plan was that at the end of this year, we would have suffered probably into the hundreds of thousands, if not over a million, worth of jobs lost. The economy would have gone back probably another 7 to 10%. They would have blamed all of it on lockdown come the election cycle. But the truth is this, guys. Coronavirus didn't kill businesses. Coronavirus is just the tombstone that says, here lies ABC Pty Ltd. What killed businesses was the type of leadership we've had. It's the bad macroeconomic policy, badly implemented policy, corruption. I mean, we've seen videos of councillors getting food parcels delivered to their homes. Food parcels meant for the poor. What's happening? Who's in charge of this circus?
You know what bothers me, like really, really bothers me, is that the corrupt politicians, the criminal politicians, know we're going to find out. And it doesn't bother them. Because what are we going to do? Vusi, what are we going to do?
Exactly. It's almost like there's the bully in school, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you can go tell the principal.
Yeah.
You know, but my dad's funding the school, so what's going to happen anyway?
And
let me also just say that for me, I think we as voters really have to begin to think deeply about our decisions and the things that we do. But I think also South Africans broadly, we need to have other conversations, man. I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it makes my blood cold that there's certain things I say that people will accept because Vusi's black. Now, I know we come from the past we come from. The truth is that past is still pervasive today. There's still many people who are locked out of the economy today. But that notwithstanding, the truth is the truth is the truth, surely. If water's wet, water's wet. It doesn't matter if Martin Bester says it or Vusi says it. And I'm heartened at the fact that the people who have perpetuated, and I include all of us in this, who perpetuated the political cycle we're in, are finally going to see the outcomes of it because there is blood on the streets in terms of the jobs market.
People deserve better, Vusi. I don't get mad for my own sake. I'm not battling right now to put food on the table. I don't get mad about gender-based violence. I'm not because I'm a woman. I'm a man. I get mad. I get mad about these things because people deserve so much better. These schools being burned down. I don't have to go to school anymore. I don't even have children. So when you get mad, then it is you're the mouthpiece for millions of South Africans that can't articulate it that way. And then I was left thinking, just linking up to what you said now, how can they make a difference? How do we get through to people that we cannot keep perpetuating? Lockdown, I agree with you. Lockdown or no lockdown. Let's not be fooled here. We had massive problems way before the lockdown, whether there was a lockdown or not. And we're going to have problems now. Just getting back to the politicians. I mean, are all of them bad? Who gives you hope?
You know,
the toughest question in any interview so far.
I want to make the statement and then I'll answer your question. Your comment about we were already in trouble. People forget because of what's happened over the past 100 days. But we went into junk status before lockdown.
Yep.
The latest numbers reported by Statista say show a recession in the first quarter. That was before lockdown, which means between the third, fourth, and first of last year, quarters of last year, and the first quarter of this year, we've been going backwards. Over the anyone who runs a real business, the listeners know, anybody who's in the real economy like you and I, who runs a real business that employs real people and pays real wages, we've been in recession for the past 24 months at minimum. So it's not as if lockdown is the cause of death here. But your comment about politicians. So there's one particular political party that has taken to Twitter streets to try and discredit me. And I thought long and hard about why is that and why they were doing that. Then I realized something, which is that politicians are masters in the art of misdirection. So if Wussy says something, rather than deal with the thing Wussy's saying, you try to obfuscate by saying, well, why must Wussy say it? Wussy's got money. Why is he saying it? Well, that's exactly the point, that I don't have to be here and that I choose to be here. Yeah. And actually, by the way, I'm a citizen. I love my country, born here, birthed here, and grew up here. I have the right to want better for my country and my countrymen. So your question is, do I have hope in any of the politicians? One of the things that's been interesting for me to watch has been who has listened to the message and who has been trying to find out who the messenger is. And there are two political parties in particular who've been quite obsessed with who is Wussy Tembelwane. And the rest of them are just like, well, he's not lying. The stuff he's saying is not untrue. We know these things. The truth is this. As we are in lockdown today, they continue to earn their full salaries. Full salaries. They have now sent kids back to school, but they will not reopen the economy. They've opened up shebeens and taverns, but we're not selling cigarettes. Now we're told that the arts sector is going to be opening for 50 people. Well, can we think through this logically, please? So you've got Soweto Theatre. One of the theatres in there, I think, houses about 150 people. The assumption is that you can fit 50 in there. But a teatro with 2,000 people, are you going to fit 50 in there too? So again, I ask the question, if I was an alien landing at O.R. Tambo and I ask the question, who's running this? Who would answer? Because I get the sense that there's no coordination, no collaboration. And finally on this, sorry, Martin, I don't want to take up too much time. But finally on this, and this is for the listeners, we had a loan guaranteed scheme for 200 billion rand. The last time I checked, they had issued 5 billion. We're 3 months in. People's jobs are gone. The businesses are dead now. So the loan guarantee scheme is going to be of no use now, right? Before Minister Ditombo, when he issued this new budget, he said they were going to come with a third phase of the economic plan. Well, it hasn't done so yet. There's a lack of urgency of recognizing the moment. We don't have time for meetings and conversations and coffees and chatting. We don't have time. People's jobs are gone. People's businesses are dead. That's the reality. And it takes a magnitude of energy to create one single job. We're shedding hundreds of thousands. We're going to be in this cycle for a long, long time yet.
Just some comments coming in, I want you to hear. Let's just quickly listen to this together.
Span, Gert, hier so. Ek stem 100% saam met daai man hoor. Of wanneer jy die bloody politicians sien, is net voor die verkiesing. Deel hulle kospakkies uit en hulle maak beloftes. Na die verkiesing, waar is hulle? Fat cats sit in hulle offices met hulle mooi karretjies waarvoor ons betaal.
He's saying that if you really want to see them caring, it's just leading up to an election. I think we know that as well.
Span, ja, weet jy, dit maak vir mens boos. Daai Wussy, 100% stem ek saam met hom. En ja, die mense raak gatvol. Dit is tyd dat hierdie politicians bietjie bykom en ons moet ophou die pensioen oudjies wat al op pensioen is in die government sit, want hulle is meer gevrek as aangetrek.
He's saying it's time for some young blood, the pensionaries, the people pulling pension that are in government, they're getting old. Getting old.
For president.
Ek voel soos Karate Kid as ek nou Wussy luister, man. Be my master, please.
I've seen you react to that hashtag as well, Wussy for president. You're saying that you don't necessarily have the solution, because you know how people are. You point out things like accountability. You point out the fact that wasted opportunities for so many years, theft, corruption, and then people turn around to you and go, okay, what is the solution? You know what? If I could swear on a family radio show like you did in your video, I would do it right now. Because I have two words for those people, and the second is off. Okay, please don't patronize me or the people that voted for you.
You know what the right thing is to do. Don't come to me now and go, oh, what's the solution? Right?
You know, this what's the solution thing just irritates the nipples out of me. It really just does.
How about you don't steal? How about you don't take the money that's meant for children and old people and people that are struggling? How about that? Do you need me to tell you that?
Yesterday, there was a lady who sent me a message on LinkedIn and kept me up. It really did. I've not had a particularly good night. And this is, you know, my mom keeps saying to me, it's because you've got a big heart that you get yourself into so much KAK. Yeah. But this lady sent me a message. She just said to me, I've had to retrench 52 of my staff. I was waiting for the UIF tariffs money to clear. That money hasn't cleared. Over the past 3 months, her car has been repossessed. Her credit is now shot. She's behind on her bond, and she's maxed out her credit card. Mm. Now, for that lady, she hasn't received the UIF tariffs money. Mm. But yesterday, we also saw paraded on TV people who've stolen over 10 million rand at the UIF tariffs. There's your solution. Don't ask me what the solution is.
Don't.
It's right in front of you. Just do the basic stuff that you need to do. That's the solution. And you know, I'm not sure what this obsession with the solution is. You've had 26 years of solutioning.
Even better, yes, you know how simple it is? Because the politicians already have the solution because they promised it in their election campaign.
Right.
Literally, all they have to do is follow through. What you've promised people. It's a basic thing you learn as a child. You make a little pinky promise. You promise to be truthful to what you've... Do you know what I'm saying? That's all you have to do. You've got the solution. You said it. You promised it.
There's a cue here that people are missing. And some people like yourself have picked it up. In the video, I'm angry at politicians. I'm not angry at the government. Mm-hmm. And people conflate those two things. Mm-hmm. The government are the people who are elected by political parties or selected from political parties to govern. The politicians include all of those who represent us, even the minority parties. And why do I hold them accountable? Because the truth is that most of them have been more worried about how do they secure the vote for the next season than they have been about how do we build a South Africa that actually works for all of us. Now, we don't have enough time to get into the nuance of that, but the truth is that there are some things that you have to do in South Africa that are not going to be popular, but they have to be done. And until we put best people in best jobs to get us the best results, it's not going to change, I'm afraid, Martin.
I hear you around industrialization as well. There are areas that, I mean, and also I watched the interview where you said we are importing toothpicks, people.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
I mean, there's another clue for you right there. You don't need me to tell you that we should be employing the poorest of the poor that live on the breadline to be making toothpicks for ourselves, or whatever the case may be, whatever the case may be. I hear what you're saying. And the weird thing is that notion is probably shared by most politicians that run for votes. They all know this. They're all sitting with all these answers. Listen, just quickly before I let you go, I see that some of the government ministers have reached out to you on social media, like Fikile Mbalula and so on and so on. Did you? I mean, are you going to hook up? Are you going to? Just repeat what the?
No, brother. Listen. South Africa has been having meetings and conferences since the dawn of our democracy, probably before then. In fact, that's how we got our democracy. They had a conference about it called the Congress for the Democratic Development of South Africa. So we've been conferencing for as long as I've been alive. South Africa doesn't need meetings. We don't need conferences. We don't need coffee chats.
Speeches.
We don't. I've had a few, by the way, who called me and asked me to, you know, come over for a cup of coffee. I make great coffee on my own. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't, and I want to say this because I want this to be clear publicly. I'm not a messiah here. That's not who I am, and that's not what I'm trying to be. I also don't have ambitions for political office. But we do have to be clear about something. So that means I have to get over the idea that there's a messiah coming. There is none. We are going to have to work together, all of us, to build a South Africa that works. Mm-hmm. And for the politicians, less talk, less chat, less team meetings, and more work on the ground. That's what's needed to get us out of this mess.
Hashtag less talking. Hashtag you know what to do. All these,
there you go, brother.
I wish, you know what, and if you're listening this morning to all of this and you're inspired by Vusi's voice,
and his rant and his just voice of reason, then just get involved on social media and just, you know, get the and I hope your voice gets through to the people that need to hear it and understand it and also hold people accountable that they possibly have voted for or not voted for, whatever the case may be. It's time for real action, my friend. I hear you. Thanks for the quick chat. Please, when everything, you know, returns back to normal, inverted commas, come and visit us again. Come hang with us.
I would be honored. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Vusi. Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Cheers, good.
Vusi Tembekwaya there on the line. He's a businessman. He runs a boutique. He's one of the most disruptive forces in venture capital, boutique investment and advisory firm in Africa. He's not a politician, but like you, I think, did he not say all the things that we, you know, probably already thinking in some way?
Wake up. With Martin Besteron Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.